Next is Beth Melcher, Assistant Secretary for Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, Substance Abuse Development, DHHS, for an IMD-PCS mental health update.
Thank you, Senator. Members of the committee, I will give you just a brief update on some of the information Secretary Cancer provided you at your last meeting. If you recall, he presented three separate but very related issues that we are dealing with. There's no handout, Senator. The first issue was conversations that we are having with federal Medicaid, CMS, around concerns they have with personal care services and our effort to create a waiver to address some of those concerns that they have. The second issue is around conversations we have with CMS about adult care homes and whether they should be or are going to be determined to be institutions of mental disease. If that were to occur, then Medicaid funding could not be received by those facilities. And the third issue was conversations that we are having with the U.S. Department of Justice around findings that they have made that individuals residing with mental illness who are residing in adult care homes, that constitutes a violation of the Americans with Disability Act and with the Supreme Court Olmstead decision. So all three of those issues are ones that we are having active conversations with. And as he laid out for you, they have significant implications both in terms of the care of individuals and fiscal impact to the state. So what I want to do is just give you a quick update on each one of those items separately. It was just last month that he was here, so I will. There is not a whole lot to report, but this is where we're at right now. On the 8th or August 9th, the Secretary sent a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Sebelius. In that letter, he requested that there be an extension on the timeline for us to respond to the concerns and create a solution for the issues with personal care services. The request was that that extension go from the original date of March to October, which would allow us an opportunity to have conversations with you all in your session around how we might address that issue. The other issue around the IMD situation with adult care homes, we are in the very final conversations with CMS around plans to identify adult care homes where we will conduct assessments of residents there. We expect that to begin very shortly, and those assessments will continue over the next few months. So we would expect action on that fairly soon. With the Department of Justice, we have had multiple conversations there. The Attorney General's office at this time is working with the Department of Justice around a timeline for meetings. Those meetings would be discussing various components that might be involved in a settlement. So that timeline is being worked out, and as a department, we are gathering information and preparing for those meetings to begin. That timeline is probably months in duration. That would happen fairly quickly. So that's where we're at today, and I'd be happy to answer questions, and of course we'll be willing and happy to come back and give you updates as we have them.
Are there any questions from the members for Ms. Melcher? Correction, Chairman Dollar.
Just one quick question, and you may need to get back with us on this later, but with regard to the eye waiver, has it been determined by the department that with respect to the personal care services, what we're doing there in personal care services, that the eye waiver is what the department is going to recommend, and how far down the line are you with that in terms of actually going out and talking to the various groups that would have to operate under that eye waiver?
The discussions have been around an eye waiver, and those discussions have been collaborative conversations with CMS. The discussions are around how you define the target population to be served. In an eye waiver, services can come in under an eye waiver, but the focus right now is on how we are going to define the population that would come in under that. The problem we've had with the PCS service is that we've applied, we've used the same service but applied it differently across situations and populations, and that's what we're trying to address with developing this eye. So the focus right now is on the target population.
And will we receive, will this oversight committee receive an assessment at some point in time as to the impact of assuming for the moment that you're going to pursue an eye waiver for addressing the PCS? Can we get a breakdown, you know, because there are different types of vendors involved, different types of residential facilities, as well as different types of home-based care. It'd be good for us to get a breakdown as to what the actual impact is going to be on
those. That's the work that's going on right now, is all of that cost modeling based on different assumptions that go into what that population looks like. So, yes, we can bring that.
Thank you.
Do any other members have questions that they would like to bring up to Ms. Melcher? Hearing none, thank you very much, ma'am. We appreciate that, and I appreciate all of the, I'm sure the committee joins me in thanking all of the providers today, all of the people who have presented information for us, and we thank you, and I'm sure we'll be listening to you again. The next item on the agenda is an open discussion, and I'm reluctant to open the doors at this time because that might be an escape route. But does anyone have any concerns or statements that they wish to make or questions that they wish to forward at this time among ourselves as members of the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
It was that Representative Alexander.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just, I was trying not to delay since you've given us a minute, and that is just to say I'm really pleased to see that there are some grants going into the substance abuse area. That's been a long-time challenge here to ensure that we are taking care of all of our groups within mental health, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse services.
While you're bringing that up, there was a substance abuse forum up in Washington last week that I was privileged to attend, and I'm glad to see some attention is being paid to that, and I think there'll be some positive things happening in that arena as we go forward. Dr. Current, did you have a question, sir?
I did. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know where this question would fit into the agenda, perhaps in the first item, I don't know, but concern that I would like to have addressed is the cost based reimbursement that, say, dental clinics get. And as you perhaps remember, the clinics were going to provide a certain amount of training and income for the East Carolina University Dental School and so forth. My concern is just how does cost based reimbursement at the federal or state, or is this going to be attenuated in any way when we're addressing these reimbursements?
I see a bunch of people writing down notes back here, our able staff, and I'm sure that they will look into that information and have it for you either prior to our next meeting or certainly at our next meeting, if that will suffice.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Other open discussion items?